I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
As soon as we get the gavels back, we have to dismantle DHS and ICE and CBP. And we have to reconstruct them to what they really should be doing. Remember, don't let people tell you that these are agencies that have always existed and they need to exist. They didn't exist before 9/11.
She's right about that, Congresswoman Yaya Paul. But her position is we should demolish, defund, get rid of ICE, Border Patrol, and everything else. This is right back to their rally call, which failed the first time around. Defund the police. How many blue cities and states went that direction only to realize that didn't work? We need to go the other direction. Washington, D.C. is a perfect example. They were going to defund the police. New York City did it. And at the same time, they realized we need more officers on the beat. Those are just police officers. And yes, then we do need separate agencies to deal with all these illegals in our country. Thank you, Joe Biden. And we need to be worried about terrorists coming into the country under guise of being just, oh, I'm just an illegal immigrant. No big deal. Well, we don't know that for a fact. And we don't know for a fact that some we brought into the country from Afghanistan are not terrorists and waiting to carry out an act at some point. They're here in the cradle now. Tomorrow they'll be in school with your kids. After that, they'll be in a college with your kids. After that, they might be in charge of your children. But you're going to hear from the left, we don't need ICE, we don't need Border Patrol, we didn't have them before 9/11. You know what else we did not have before 9/11? You didn't have to take your shoes off, did you? And you could just kind of board at the last minute, no big deal. Why did we make that change? For the safety of our nation. And why would anyone say, well, we don't want to do this stuff anymore? I told you for a long time, I hated jihadists if for no other reason. I had to take my shoes off. All right, we're past that. But, of course, we still have the underwear bomber, so you still have to go through a scan or something else. I don't have a problem with it as long as I know everybody's going through it. Otherwise, I don't want to be the only one on the plane that doesn't have a gun with them. But if I tried to get on the plane with a gun, you know I would be arrested. If I had a magazine full of bullets and no gun, I would be arrested. If you would have a knife beyond a certain dimension, you will be arrested. Congressman Yaya Paul lives in the la-la land, and she's full of whatever she's drinking. Same thing with her cohort in the squad, Ilhan Omar, which I'm going to get to again in a moment. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. All you have to do is go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, and reminding you we're always putting things up as a podcast later. So if you cannot listen or watch at this very moment, go back later, and you'll find it at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And I don't know how many other platforms we appear on. I literally cannot keep up with them. But I do thank all of you who continue to push the program to other people that might not hear it. And reminding you, they don't have to live in the St. Louis area. They've got a cell phone. Have them download the free News Talk STL app. Use it. Turn it on wherever you are. Wherever you are. and you will hear the program we have on the air at that very moment. Right now it would be, well, looky here, it would be Larry Connors USA. Get them to turn it on right now. Yeah, call your friend who's vacationing down the British Virgin Isles, having a good, fun time while you're up in the cold, and say, well, I'm up here where I can listen to Larry Connors. And they can tell you, well, so can I. And they can. Larry Connors USA, here every day with news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge and information than you had when we began. In our last hour, we had our daily feature now for the 6 o'clock, the story behind the story, focusing on the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster and a lot of the questions that still remain as to how and why. If you missed that, that's a program you need to mark and go back and listen to later. And also, I told you in the previous hour, we did a little bit of it. We're going to do more. Ilhan Omar and this attack on her the other day when she was sprayed with something. You know what the spray was? I'm willing to bet she knew what it was because she didn't try to cover her eyes or do anything else. It was vinegar. Vinegar. And later in this hour, defending ICE even more so. Yeah, there are those out there still want to do it. But we also have the issue with Iran that continues to escalate to the streets of Iran. Where we have a lot of folks yelling and protesting on a continuous, regular basis.
The deportations must continue. Sanctuary cities must end. The era of fake deals is over. There will be no fake, quote unquote, comprehensive immigration reform because a nation does not need new laws to enforce the ones it already has. President Trump demonstrated a basic truth of self-government. Law without enforcement is not law at all. Congress criminalized illegal entry. The executive branch is obligated to enforce it. And that is exactly what will happen. The systematic removal of those who violated federal law by entering this country illegally. No theatrics, no apologies, no amnesty, just enforcement. So, protest all you want, but let law enforcement do their jobs, enforcing the immigration laws that Republicans and Democrats passed. And let our men and women in law enforcement get home safe to their families. The only way out is through.
And that is Missouri Senator Schmidt dealing with no deals to take ICE off the streets and to pull back. Not just because they're here illegally, but we don't know who's in their midst. How many of them are terrorists? Maybe from Iran or some other country. But he's making it clear, we're not going to cut any deals. The Democrats, they're demanding, if you do not take this issue about ICE agents out of the budget, we will shut the government down. They won't. They'll make all that noise. They're too afraid to do it because they know they're too damn close to the midterms. So they're not going to. And Carolyn Leavitt of the White House said, if you look at what we've had to deal with in Minnesota, from the very beginning, we've had elected officials in Minnesota hostile to everything we've done.
I would also like to address the chaotic scenes in Minnesota over the weekend. Nobody in the White House, including President Trump, wants to see people getting hurt or killed in America's streets. This includes Renee Good, Alex Preddy, the brave men and women of federal law enforcement, and the many Americans who have been victimized at the hands of illegal alien criminals. Saturday's shooting remains under active investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI. The Customs and Border Protection is also conducting their own internal review. As President Trump said yesterday, the administration is reviewing everything with respect to the shooting, and we will let that investigation play out. But let's be clear about the circumstances which led to that moment on Saturday. This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota. For weeks, Governor Waltz and the mayor, Jacob Fry, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst criminal illegal aliens from our streets, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, human traffickers, and gang members.
And why do they want them on our streets? I'd like them to stand in front of you and me and say, I want a rapist and a child predator on my street because they're nice guys. That's Carolyn Leavitt again on behalf of the White House talking about, look, we have done a lot and we could have done more. We'd not had people, politicians like Walls and others standing in the way, like Mayor Fry. Now, again, on the issue with Iran, we have to keep a close watch on this. We have a naval armada in the area, and we're increasing our forces. We have made it very clear. You do not hide a naval armada. Tehran knows we're there, and we're moving in closer. So in the streets, you're seeing a lot of the people thinking, maybe this will be the sign that we will get rid of this regime, which has held us down for so long.
Ayatollah Khamenei has gone into hiding. The move comes after senior officials from Iran's Ministry of Health leaked the one figure that Ayatollah did not want the world to see. More than 30,000 dead in single two-day crackdown. Fearing the fallout and an imminent U.S. strike, the supreme leader has handed power to his son and retreated to a secure bunker. So let's take a look at this report. Now, despite the internet blackout, two senior officials from Iran's Ministry of Health reached out to Time magazine. They shared data that's being reported directly to Khamenei himself. And according to this internal Iranian data, more than 30,000 people are already dead.
30,000. And that was reported to Time magazine via a source that they supposedly could verify. But we don't know if that number is anywhere near accurate. And those are days old. In the meantime, I want to share this with you. The European Union is preparing to sanction Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard over Tehran's deadly crackdown on nationwide protests. The idea is to squeeze the Islamic Republic because it worries over a threat by U.S. President Trump that he might launch a military strike against it. And yes, we had the USS Abraham Lincoln and several guided missile destroyers in the Middle East. Of course, Iran continues to bluster the best they can.
There are reports this morning that Iran's failure to respond to President Trump's calls to negotiate on limiting its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program has the president considering a military strike to create conditions for regime change in Iran. In a Truth Social post Wednesday, Trump said a massive armada is headed to Iran, calling on Tehran to negotiate immediately. He urged Iran to come to the table and agree to no nuclear weapons. Trump also issued a stark warning, saying if Iran does not make a deal, the next strike would be far worse than Operation Midnight Hammer, last year's attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. The Iranians reportedly rejected those conditions, responding with hostile rhetoric. Iran's foreign minister responded on social media, saying Iranian forces are prepared to immediately and powerfully respond. A senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader warned that any U.S. military move would be met with an immediate and unprecedented response, including strikes on Tel Aviv.
And it might well end up Tel Aviv and other targets. But I'm perplexed, quite honestly, by the European Union ready to sanction Iran's paramilitary Iranian Revolutionary Guard, thinking that maybe they will bring some peace to the region. You don't give a group like that sanctions and say you're going to be allowed to operate. It's basically telling Hamas, the Houthi rebels, and others, Al-Qaeda, you can do whatever you want. An EU top diplomat told journalists it is likely the sanctions will be put in place. It would put them on the same footing with Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and so forth. If you act like a terrorist, you'll be treated like one. But they're not acknowledging these guys are going to do it anyway and have been doing it. The Europeans have their heads so far up their EU butt, they're not seeing anything clearly. The NATO Secretary General told them that directly yesterday. Said, for those of you who do not like what Trump is doing in trying to take control of Greenland and put in stronger military capabilities, the Golden Dome, that means you're going to have to be paying more for your own protection because you can't do it on your own. In the meantime, this is another interesting side note. German lawmakers are voting on new legislation requiring basic utilities and other critical infrastructure increase their security against terrorism, accidents, other emergencies. Obviously, they're worried about terrorism, national security threats in particular. If they do this, it would put Germany in line with a lot of the EU directives and step up security, which would be a good idea if they do it correctly. They know that they previously have had an incident where they were facing a situation with a wake-up call when a radical leftist group carried out an attack on a high-voltage power line back in September, leaving thousands in Berlin without power for more than 2 days. So they realize they need to step up their protection. So here they are. They're looking to protect themselves against terrorists. They're looking to protect themselves against Trump. They're looking to protect themselves against other European nations. They are totally lost. I wonder if they're looking to Joe Biden for any guidance and some kind of direction. Good luck with that. Coming up, so was Ilhan Omar really attacked the other day? Or was it just a fake getting her some headlines? Well, I'm going to give her some press, so she sucked me into that part of it, but not all the way. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you and your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with $1 gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Wait. Hey, Minnesota State Representative Krista Knudsen. Probably the most common comment that I have been hearing since I started doing these videos a few days ago is, it's about the fraud. And I just wanted to say, of course, it's about the fraud. A lot of this protesting and rioting is manufactured outrage. It's feigned disgrace by the Walz administration and other Democrats in our state, and they're getting people riled up. They're getting people out in the streets, inciting violence, doing everything they can to make it more difficult for our federal law enforcement officers to collect the criminally legal aliens that are currently living in Minnesota. But in reality, yes, of course, this is 100% a deflection and a distraction from the fraud. We found over $9 billion in just Medicaid fraud alone in our state, and that will be addressed. I know that the Trump administration and the DOJ are working on that, and I have full confidence and faith that they will see that through. So, yes, I am very sure that this is all about the fraud.
And I can't argue against the woman. That's Minnesota Congresswoman Krista Knudsen saying it's the fraud they don't want you to look at anymore. That's why they're in the streets battling ICE and trying to create more issues. They do not want us looking at the fraud. Now, of course, we have heard this from the left. Trump is doing this and doing that, trying to distract from the Epstein files. Go ahead, say that. I don't care. If you believe it, fine. You're entitled to your belief. But what we have here is a failure to communicate, because we know damn well that's exactly what they're doing in Minnesota and other states. What can we do to get out from under this microscope that's bearing down on us from both ends, mind you, to find out where is that money and who got it and under what circumstances in particular? Are you looking for a possibility that you're going to see somebody come forward and give you real information? Well, no, there's going to be deflection. That's the whole point. They're going to deflect. They're not going to do anything but deflect. And they're entitled to do that. That's what they want to do. You just don't have to buy into it. Speaking of deflection, I mean, I've got a full list of material here to share with you on deflection. Which one do I want to go to next? I mean, today I've had so many numbers and pieces of paper in front of me, I've had difficulty myself. I have to admit, it's my fault, not Jerome. He's done a good job of keeping me in line, but I'm reaching for this and reaching for that, and I'm thinking, wait, I want that, I want that. I guess you could say I'm in overload. I think I need about 4 weeks in the British Virgin Isles. Well, that's not going to happen. Don't want to either. I don't want to be off. I don't like being off the air, by the way. I really don't. Now, occasionally I decide to take a long weekend, especially if it's a national holiday. I'll do it anyway. But I really don't like being away. I canceled an opportunity to be away earlier this week or last week because I thought it's very possible that we could be attacking Iran. That was on Martin Luther King's birthday. I thought I need to be here. Now, when you listen to what Fox News is reporting on what they know about questionable money, let's put it that way, questionable money and money incomes and sources from Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, your antenna is going way up.
The oversight chair, James Comer, says his team's lawyers are exploring the extraordinary step of subpoenaing Omar's spouse over his curious business practices. Republicans want to know how the Somali-born Omar and her politically connected husband, Tim Minette, went from being nearly broke to being worth around $30 million in just a year, according to her 2024 disclosure forms. Quoting Comer now, there are a lot of questions as to how her husband accumulated so much wealth over the past 2 years. It's not possible. It's not. And he's a money guy. Minette and his partner, Will Haler, back in 2022, formed an investment firm, Jesse, named Rose Lake Capital. They had $42 in their bank account at the time, but in a year, up to $25 million, according to Omar's filing. By the way, he also has a wine business that went from next to nothing to millions on its books. Not surprisingly, associates were so perplexed about the irregularities, they brought information and attention to the feds to, you know, look into it.
I think I know what happened with some of the wine, by the way. I think I found a way to put it all together. Now, I don't know how they took the $42 and turned it into all that million. But the wine, I think it went bad. When wine goes bad, it becomes vinegar. And Ilhan Omar got some vinegar back at her yesterday as she's addressing her group of constituents, cohorts, and those who will applaud everything she says when a man stood up and started challenging her, rushed at her, and sprayed her with a bottle. Now, I told you yesterday it looks fake. I want you to hear today from a guy who bills himself, not speaking to his credentials, but he bills himself as a body expert, body action expert. He can tell what is true and what's not. You decide. Here we go.
Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment.
Now, this is where the body language starts to get very different than what I would have anticipated. I want you to watch her face and her body when she's getting sprayed. Like I said, we're going to look at this from a different angle, too.
Resign or face impeachment.
So there was a startled response. You saw her eyes close, but watch what she does next. So immediately she starts going towards the man. She raises her fist up like she's going to strike him. Watch. So immediately she gets sprayed. She immediately springs into action and starts to go towards him to confront him. This is very unusual for this type of situation. Typically, when someone's startled like that, they have to make sure that they're okay. They got to make sure that they're not hurt. So the fact that her initial response was an angry response is not, it's obviously not impossible that somebody can have that response, but it's not at all what you would expect for a politician in a situation like this. Particularly not somebody to actually go up and threaten to strike someone. So watch her right arm right here. Let's watch this a couple more times. It's very odd.
No, I don't want to watch it a couple more. Since you can't see the video, we're not going to watch it. But I'll let him continue talking about what he considered odd. Keep in mind, she's just been sprayed by something. The guy could have sprayed it in her face. He sprayed it basically below her neckline, basically at her breast, and it turned out it was vinegar.
So I want you to watch a couple of things here that stand out. There are peculiar aspects to this just because most people would not react this way. That doesn't mean that it was staged, but her behavior is different than most people would react. Just check this out right here.
I need a napkin to know nothing.
We're seeing no signs of fear. She's touching other people after she's been sprayed with this substance. You know, she's putting her hand on the man's arm. You see her raising her eyebrows saying, "We will continue." So having no idea what she was sprayed with, she does not express any fear about that, which I would think most people would be afraid. Is this toxic? Is it poisonous?
We got it. We got it. Everything she did is 180 degrees from what you would do if someone sprayed you with something. I don't know what did you just put on me? Trump has now made a statement, and The Hill has published it with the qualifier. Trump's statement about it, I take it he told ABC News, "I think she's a fraud. She probably had herself sprayed, knowing her." Well, immediately Omar and all of her group said, "How dare you suggest that I would do a trick like that? How dare would I suggest you and your friends have stolen millions of dollars from your own state and your citizens? Having yourself sprayed with nothing more than vinegar, maybe some of your old wine your husband couldn't sell? No doubt at all." But she's saying, "I've had more threats made against me because Trump has made comments about me." You know, the guy they ended up arresting, 55-year-old guy, and she says the man who attacked her was, quote, "specifically upset that Trump's order to deport Somalis were not yielding enough deportations of Somalians, so he wanted to come get the person he thought was protecting them." That makes no sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. There's nothing in the story that makes sense. The guy was arrested, booked on suspicion of third-degree assault, spraying her with vinegar, and not even trying to put it in her eyes. You want the truth from me and what I think? She's lying. She's lying. Put me at a poker table with her and put some money between us, and I'll end up owning that woman. Her lies smell that bad. Coming up, an opportunity for you to help your kids. Trump is going to make it happen. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. $20 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We had a great Republican Congress that got this through during the Big Beautiful Bill. And President Trump was pushing this for this since the beginning, and so was Scott Bessent. And it's such an incredible program. You know, growing up, once you turned 18 years old, you almost were $100,000 or $200,000 in debt because you could go and get a loan for college. And oftentimes you go and get a worthless degree, whether it's gender studies or interpretive dance or something that really doesn't pay dividends. But now, you know, 18 years from now, children are going to have a leg up on my generation, on previous generations. And I think that's an exciting thing for our country. And we're very grateful for all of the participants, whether the big banks or companies like Steak and Shake or Coinbase, who are matching contributions to these funds. It's an incredible program. And, you know, long into the future, President Trump's legacy will live because of policies just like this. And obviously, the president has incredible policies, whether securing the border, bringing manufacturing jobs back home. But I truly believe that the Trump accounts are going to have the longest lasting impact and be the most effective.
I think he's right on point. And that is Alex Brusselwicks. He's the economic advisor to President Trump. He's talking about the Trump accounts. The Trump accounts allow children to have funds at age 18. They're given them in their year of birth, and they can hold the money until they're 18. If they're going to take it out, they must have specific reasons. Now, the funds are basically, they're all tax deferred right now. Long-term wealth, Fidelity investment vehicles are built for them. But you don't have to stick with Fidelity. You can show you want to transfer to another firm as long as you don't touch the money. That's the key. It's like a rollover of Roth IRA or anything else like that. As long as you don't touch the money, you're just changing it into a different fund, you can do what you want. So the idea of basically Trump ceding money to families with their newborn children. Your child is born, they will get a $1,000 certificate of deposit in their name to be held at a particular institution. Again, you want to change the institution, you can. You just can't touch the money. All of this could help kids get an early start into adulthood. Every newborn getting a financial stake through a $1,000 government-seeded investment. They can use it to boost savings later, use it for education, start a business, buy a home. Where's the affordability crisis if you've got money available down the road? There is a withdrawal penalty if you're going to take it out early. But if you're taking out for the proper reasons, there will be no penalty. And if after age 18, if the child decides they want to take it out for specific penalty-free purposes, including higher education expenses, buying a new home, starting a business, they'll be allowed to do it. Now, if you're not familiar with compound interest, you need to learn that, because you put $1,000 in today and you just let it sit there and let it grow and grow and grow. You never touch the principal. And in this case, you're not going to touch the interest it generates either. The accounts are structured to allow penalty-free access for these specific milestones, like we said, financial freedom for young adults. That's a win situation. Who could complain about that? There will be those. Yeah, there will be those say, well, I wanted more than 1,000. Well, I'm sure you did. Well, I want to be able to take my 1,000 and go out and buy some liquor or something right now. Well, sure, you might want to, but you can't. If you do, you're going to be penalized for it. But in the meantime, your contributions will be growing, tax deferred. Withdrawals of earnings are generally taxable. So if you take anything out, you will have to pay taxes at that point. And again, before age 18, you cannot withdraw the money at all, except for the purposes I listed. And even then, you could face some penalties. All of this is intended to promote capitalism and provide a head start for children born between 2025 and 2028. I would have no doubt that this will continue with other presidents. But it started with Trump. Oh, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that a guy that they don't like started something that actually changed life for them for the better moving forward. They don't want that at all. No, what they want is somebody like New York City Mayor Zoran Mandani, who offers all kinds of promises and will give you nothing. You know who he is now blaming for the city's deficit budget? According to Mayor Eric Adams, who was there before Mandani, Zoran Mandani says, blame Eric Adams. He left us with a $12 billion deficit budget, and we are in a serious fiscal crisis. Well, you had to know that before you were running, didn't you? Of course you did. Did you say then as to how you're going to fix it, what you'll do? Or you were just going to be elected to get in and point fingers? And how much of it is really your fault as well? Well, during a news conference, Mandani accused Adams of under-budgeting important services New York City residents rely on every single day. We're going to tax you for your air. What? I'm only kidding. I think. He said they're going to tax them on every single day of things they need. That's going to leave behind enormous gaps for the future. He also accused Mandani, accused former New York Governor Cuomo of taking money direct from New York City's resources, using the state revenues to address state-level holes while withholding from the city what it was owed. I don't know what he means by state-level holes. I don't think he's talking about potholes and chuck holes, whatever you want to call them. But he's suggesting that Cuomo stole the money. That's what he's suggesting. Let me read his quote. This is Mandani speaking. There is a massive fiscal deficit in our city's budget to the tune of at least $12 billion. And here come, stand by. Stand by, listen up to this, please. And do not lose control of your vehicle when I say this. Because what I'm going to read to you next is the biggest understatement you'll hear in your life, maybe forever. Because Mandani said, we did not arrive at this place by accident. No kidding. No kidding. He goes on and says, the crisis has a name and a chief architect. And he said, in the words of the Jackson Five, it's as easy as ABC. This is the Adams budget crisis. Again, laying it at the floor and the door of former Mayor Adams. Mandani went on to explain that under Adams, what he was doing and describing what he called the best budget ever, he actually handed the Mandani administration a poison chalice. Here, drink from this. He's accusing Adams of systemically under-budgeting services New Yorkers need. Well, one reporter actually pointed out that Mondani is describing, quote, this sort of fundamental relationship reset between the city and the state. And the reporter added, it will take more than just two tax increases to achieve that. And then he dared ask Mondani, are you expecting to ask more in terms of the long term? You're going to ask Kathy Hochul, send more money? Mondani had an answer. We're speaking about a fiscal crisis at the scale greater than the Great Recession. And there will not be one single thing that can answer this crisis. We will have to pursue every single avenue. That will mean looking inward into savings and efficiencies. Also means, oh, here it comes again. Here it comes. We're going to have to raise taxes on the wealthy New Yorkers, of course, and the most profitable corporations. Make note of this. How many of those wealthy and their corporations are going to flow out of New York if they haven't already? They've already got a billionaire tax in place in California, and they're looking to do that in New York. Mondani said, if the top 1% of New Yorkers pay an additional 2% in income taxes, you could get New York City back on a firmer financial footing. Mondani and his family from Ghana own an estate worth multi-millions. Do you think he might offer a little bit of money? No. He's going to give his plans for a budget the 17th of next month. And they're saying this is going to be a real test of his ability to make any trade-offs between things that folks enjoy doing, like the city parks, libraries maybe, and of course, school, which is an important issue. In response, Adams has said, Mondani promised a laundry list of free giveaways to buy votes with no plans to pay for them. And now he's realized he misled New Yorkers, so he's blaming me. And Adams concluded, let's be clear, I left him over $8 billion in reserves. That's a $20 billion swing. Who's telling the truth? Spin the bottle. Drum made a remark the other day about that had some Second Amendment people upset. I want to look at that a little closer.
President supports the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding American citizens. Absolutely. There has been no greater supporter or defender of the right to bear arms than President Donald J. Trump. So while Americans have a constitutional right to bear arms, Americans do not have a constitutional right to impede lawful immigration enforcement operations. And any gun owner knows that when you are carrying a weapon, when you are bearing arms, and you are confronted by law enforcement, you are raising the assumption of risk and the risk of force being used against you. And again, that's unfortunately what took place on Saturday.
That is what they're talking about. The guy got shot Saturday. He carried a gun to a protest. Now, a lot of Second Amendment folks and I might have some disagreement here. I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I'm not really in favor of open carry, although you should be allowed to if you want to. The problem I don't like about it is that you might, pun intended, and not at the same time, trigger someone. Oh my God, he's got a gun. We got enough people out there right now, they won't go into a restaurant if police are in there because they have guns. The gun is not the issue. We got 360 billion, billion people in this nation. If guns were an issue, we would know that already. But at the same time, if you're going to go to a protest event and you're going to carry a weapon for your own defense in case you get into something, Don't brandish it about. Don't wear it where one can see it. Put it away. Because you might be killed by police officers. They don't know what your intent is. All they need to do is for one of them to see that gun and shout, "Gun!" And they're immediately going to pull their pistols and you'll be targeted. And you really weren't going to do anything. Maybe you were there to help them. But you're not deputized to help them. You're not standing with them. You don't do a thing except keep it in your backpack or wherever you got it unless you need it as a last weapon of defense. And I'm telling you that from a gun owner perspective. I will often carry. People don't know it, and that's fine. I don't want them to know. You know, because you're such loyal listeners. But I know there are still some cowboys that exist that like to walk around with a gun on the hip like the old days. I kind of like that too, be quite honest, but let's be a little bit more realistic and let's try to find an even area here where we don't get innocent people hurt. It's as simple as that. Just because you have the Second Amendment is like having the First Amendment. Just because you have it doesn't need to be abused. Got it? Got it. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. 6 to 8, Larry Connors, USA. News, analysis, opinion, and education. And our story behind the story. Remember our pledge, one nation behind God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.